All right. We're going to try to get things back on track today. At least Jonk's here. Maybe that'll do it. Hey, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero.
R-E-A-L.
Yeah, forgot about that. Yeah. R-E-A-L. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O.
A lot of people have confused me for a fishing reel in the past.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think there is an AJ is the real R-E-E-L.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
It's not surprising.
You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently today. When you call, when you tweet, when you text, when you complain, put odds on it. What are the odds today goes better than yesterday?
Man, like percent 98?
I would think so. The good news is Jong's back. He'll keep it under control.
Yesterday's show sucked.
It did.
I got to hear a portion of it. What happened?
It's a disaster. I mean,
I think there were a lot of plant callers calling in yesterday.
Oh.
Including Raheel.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It is a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen.
And it was every bit of a Tuesday.
It was.
I'm not going to be here next Tuesday, so you'll have to deal with this nonsense with somebody else.
Oh, where are you going?
I have to go to Dallas, do some stuff for this website thing we're doing. Yeah. It's work. So yeah. I'm not abandoning you to actually have fun or enjoy.
I would
life.
Rather. I don't want you doing stuff for Culture Map instead of the show. If you're going to take off, I want you to go get drunk by a pool somewhere.
Well, I'll try to do that while I'm there at some point.
All right.
But I will be back the next day.
All right.
So no worries. What's going on, man?
Sports, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I've had a really pleasant day so far.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm expecting things to be better. I'm in a pretty good mood. I got a workout in. Unfortunately, I've had a hard time because right now I'm doing like a cleanse diet.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
I'm not putting anything.
You already look like you've lost about 20 pounds.
There's no poison going into my body. So it's mostly, my diet mostly consists of fruits, vegetables, brown rice, sweet potatoes.
Right.
And a lot of water. Now, the problem is, like, and supposedly this is going to, like, cleanse all the unwanted toxins out of my body. The problem is, like, for me to work out, like, for me to go lift weights, I start to realize how dependent I am on pre-workout.
Right.
Because I can't get that pump without it. Like, I can't get that, like, as Arnold would call it, the pump. It's like, you know, it's, I'll put it in his terms, but not as graphic, but it's like exploding sexually when you get that pump. And I can't get it without the pre-workout. So I like working, like the lifting weights doesn't give me the same sensation that it normally does when you get that blood flowing.
Right.
But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not hungry.
That's good.
Surprisingly.
Good.
Even though I've eaten like nothing but vegetables and rice and a couple apples for the last 4 days, but yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm in a way better mood than yesterday. I came in early and recorded an interview, which we're gonna play today. Jong, is that right?
Yeah, we'll play today.
Okay,
it's a good one
with Daniel Cormier.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a good interview, but it's a good name.
I hope it's a good interview. I did my best.
Well, you can't control the other person.
Daniel's pretty good though, man. He's a pro. He gets it. He's the UFC light heavyweight champion. He fights UFC 210 coming up this Saturday on pay-per-view, in case you were curious about that. So we'll have him, I don't know what time. We'll
I think 5:30 sounds pretty good to me.
Okay.
That's kind of a primo time, right?
All right.
So, yeah.
What about you? What's going on?
Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
I just...
You had meetings today?
No meetings today.
What?
Got one tomorrow, but no meetings today. So basically, I got to the gym. I got a nice bike ride in because the day, it was such a beautiful day. Had to get out on the bike. And got some work done
on some other stuff. So, productive day.
Good for you.
And spent a lot, you know, dived into show prep a little more than usual just to, you know, because it's like when you're a pitcher and you have a bad game. You know, you work a little, you know, work on your curveball a little bit between starts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to come back and be stronger today.
So, what part of the show yesterday was really bad?
As pretty much the
like from 4:30 to 6.
Yeah. Okay, because that's when I stopped listening. Was at 4:30.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of when it went
wheels
to hell.
Went off. Yeah.
But
it all started when Fred decided to start taking calls.
that was pretty much it. It was the worst call day we've ever had. But that's all right. In the 6 o'clock hour, we just said no sports, no calls.
Yeah.
And it worked out great. And it was mostly people complaining about the show. And it's just like it's something I'll never understand. Is why don't you just not listen? So I didn't call Walking Dead when it started sucking and saying, yeah, "Hey, I'm not going to listen to you guys anymore. Your show sucks." But hey, that's cool. Whatever makes you happy. So yeah. But it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, carrier pigeon, whatever you do, put odds on it. Are we having internet problems, John?
I'm not getting any. I mean, internet problems.
It's ridiculously slow.
No, my interwebs are working well today.
And it's working, but it's just extremely slow. I'm going to blame myself for this then. Did you watch your Astros last night?
I did watch those Astros, and again, they look pretty good. I'm kind of surprised. Like, they're sort of bizarro world Astros right now. The bats aren't winning them games like we thought they would.
Right.
And so far, the two guys that we had big question marks on coming into the season both came up aces in their first showing.
I love the stuff McCullers has. I
do too. I just worry that he's going to break again. Just the way his arm action, it leads me to believe it's not going to last. But my goodness, and maybe it's because nobody else on the team throws hard. So when you go watch him throw, it's wowing a little bit. It's like watching Bob Knepper one night and then Nolan Ryan the next. It's such a stark difference that maybe that makes it all the more impressive. But he looked really good last night. He throws the ball hard. He's getting good movement on
that
curve.
They got lucky to get a run off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, now but here
an infield chopper.
This is where.
Although he's also kind of lucky that there wasn't more damage done in that inning. Because that's the real trouble inning. But
No, this to me though, this is the this is where the season really starts because, you know, those two guys. I don't have as many questions about them as you do. I feel really good about both, but it's the rest of the rotation that I'm concerned about. And this is where they're going to have to put. You know, they're going to have to start putting up some runs.
Yeah.
Sign36 says, that was a stupid comparison. The Walking Dead doesn't have an open phone line to the audience. I'm sure fans did tweet them, though. Well, guess what? I didn't tweet them and say, hey, your show sucks now. I just quit watching. I don't think it was that stupid, but that's all right. In the words of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Tuesday's gone. Somebody said we should have told John it was a long story.
It's a long story,
it is,
John.
Yeah.
Yeah, where were you yesterday anyway? That you could listen to the show, but you couldn't come to work.
Well, I had a couple weeks ago, I had a dinner thing. I went to the Menus thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at Silver Street.
How was it?
It was good. It was delicious. There was a lot of food from a lot of vendors there and free. I mean, not free, but because you have to pay to get in. But
right.
Unlimited alcohol.
Oh, boy.
Unlimited booze.
Ooh. Why didn't you even tell me about this?
Liquor, beer, wine. So
unlimited food?
Yeah, yeah. As long as they, you know, had the food there.
Damn it. What was the price on that?
I think we got it at $45.
What?
Yeah. I mean, we got our money's worth. We went in
no
and just...
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. We did some damage. But yeah, that thing, we had to go and start lining up at like around 6. So decided...
And what time did you get in?
What?
You lined up at 6?
A little bit after 7. It started at 7. There was a VIP that started at 6.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of...
What was the difference in VIP? If everybody got...
They get their own table.
And you were just standing around here?
Yeah, standing around, walking around.
Hmm.
VIP, I think, went for like $150 or something like that.
$105 to have a table to sit at.
That's not bad.
I don't know. I mean, but then you got to have two people because John can't just sit at the table while Teresa wanders around like a peasant.
Right. Yeah.
So then you're essentially paying like
why not
an extra $120 for just to have, or $220 to have a table. I think you did the right thing, Jung.
Yeah, there was a lot of good vendors out there.
The best thing to do is like make her touch her toes and then use her back for a table. That's how they would have done in the old days in Asia.
They've done that a lot of places in the old days. Oh, boy. All right. We got a lot to get to today. We'll do that Cormier interview. We'll have Beth in the 6 o'clock hour. So if you need advice, she's got you covered. Do I have a giveaway today? I don't have a giveaway. Good. Nothing misspelled.
And we'll see what Charlie Morton brings to the table tonight. Should we call him Charlie or Chuck?
Chucky. Like Chucky.
Charlie Morton's kind of he's one of the guys that you know, I like tall quarterbacks and I like tall pitchers.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. He's like 6'5", 6'6".
I think you just like tall guys.
Maybe so.
It was funny last week we joked about this off air, but we were at the Final Four. It's the one event that we go to where we're under the average height.
Oh, no doubt. Like at the,
especially
the,
walking to that coaches convention. Oh my God.
Man, everyone there is like 6'6", 6'9". I mean, it's crazy.
Usually we're going to boxing matches where everybody's 5'1". And
right.
We just tower
well, there's
over
a
them.
Bunch of Hispanics there. Yeah. We're giants compared to them here.
That's,
no.
Yeah, not so much. But, yeah, there are a lot of tall guys there. So that should have kept you interested.
Greatly.
So are we going to do calls today or no?
It's up to you. I mean, we can test the waters, but I think today should have a much shorter leash than yesterday.
This is going to be about a two-call leash.
Okay.
I think. If it gets out of hand, we'll just quit doing them. All right. Guys, got to tell you, you want convenience. You want something that's going to be delivered right there to your home. You want a great shave. You want affordability. Harry's has you covered. And I'm telling you, man, the great thing about Harry's, I have it set up where when I start to run out of razors, boom, it shows up right there in my mailbox. I don't have to think about it. Same thing with shaving cream, everything. Got a great plan. And I get great razors, and they're inexpensive, and I don't ever have to think about it again. And what Harry's did was they bought their own factory so they could sell it to you over the internet and take less profit. So you'll pay $2 a pop, and if you go somewhere, you know, you want to go into your Walgreens or something, you're paying twice that, sometimes three times that. They got them locked up. It's a pain in the ass. It's not Harry's. Comes right to you. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but the offer is only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including the handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz. If you want to get in, you know the number. You can text the show also. Having a little fun today. 832 says, I'm in an awful mood right now, kind of like everyone was yesterday. I need you to cheer me up before I jump out of my car. If you can hang around for Gym of the Day, I have a cheerleader prostitute Gym of the Day for you that's different than the one we had.
Oh, that's sweet.
We've got a new one.
New hooker cheerleaders.
Yes, it will cheer you up. We'll try to cheer you up. What are the odds that if the Saints go 8-8, that Drew Brees and Sean Payton will be gone? I think those guys are... Now, Brees might want to retire soon. He's been doing it for a long time, but we shall see. Let's try Josh. What's up, Josh?
Sports
to you.
What are the odds that either Keuchel and or McCullers win 20 games this year?
Keuchel, McCullers, or who?
that one of those two will win 20 games this year. I'd say it's about 15%. It's not easy to win 20 games.
It's not. Especially because, I mean, it's not
easy. You got to stay healthy. Yeah. You got to pitch well. You got to get run support. About 15%.
Yeah.
RG2 says, is Tony Romo saying we would have been his top choice of kicking the Nads? Nah. I because even if he'd been his top choice, he wasn't going to play, so it doesn't really matter. Gabe says, like, you have to have a mind of steel to play quarterback in the NFL. One pick six, and he could turn into Matt Schaub. What happened to Schaub's pretty rare, where a guy just falls apart like that.
Melts, yeah.
Yeah. Jesse said, we got poker talk today. I'm getting flashback to the noon Blitz shows. Drunk Bevo asking, maybe a Texas Hold'em audiobook. There's too much poker stuff out there. I just don't think it would do very well.
By people who've won
bracelets. And now, do I think we could communicate it better? Yeah, but a lot of the stuff that I think I'm really good at, I can't teach. It's I think my best skill at a table is when I sit down, I know who the good players are and the bad players are within 15 minutes. And I don't know how to teach that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just I'm sure there's a way to do it, but I wouldn't know how to pass that on. Let's try Adam.
Hello?
Sports.
Sports, guys. First-time caller, I was just wondering, what are the odds Philadelphia and Carson Wentz actually do good this year with their new receivers instead of guys like Nelson Aguilar? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Carson Wentz is probably – I mean, usually when guys – play their first year, one of two things happens. They either take a big step forward or they regress. And Carson Wentz was decent enough that I could see him regressing. But, I mean, you like to think he'd be able to. I'm just not sure what to expect from them.
They've got to get him some receivers, though.
Yeah.
He had garbage to throw to. And they've already added they've done better this offseason. I'm sure they'll address it in the draft. I think he's going to be pretty good. I just don't know. I don't know if the receivers are going to be good enough, and I don't know if their secondary is going to be good enough on the other side of the ball.
Man, I Jordan Matthews is so good at everything except for catching the ball.
Yeah.
He's
very Will Fullerish.
It drives you crazy. I mean, he runs crisp routes. He's a really nice receiver. He just can't catch the ball.
Which is funny because he was more of a possession guy in college.
Yeah, it's weird.
And caught everything they threw at him.
But, yeah, having Alshon Jeffrey there should help. You know, having Torrey Smith there should help. Maybe they get something out of Green Beckham. I think that they're in pretty good shape with receiver.
Yeah, and I mean they're already light years better. And Jeffrey's the kind of guy who can make a guy look good. You just throw it up there and let him go get it when he's healthy.
If their offensive line is healthy, they've got a pretty decent offensive line. When you think of Jason Peters, Lane Johnson at the tackles.
Yeah.
Got Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelce. They've got some good players on that line.
All right, we'll do one more. Quentin. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, guys, sports.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I got a two-part question. Kind of a three-part question. What are the odds that the Texans do anything to kind of improve in the quarterback position and also do something on the O-line to help protect the quarterback? And also, what are the odds the Astros do something to help improve in their pitching?
All right. Well,
that wasn't a three-part question. That was three different questions.
Three different questions.
But that's okay. That's okay.
The first one, I mean, I would be shocked if they didn't do something to improve their quarterback position. But let's face it, this is the Texans. Sometimes they fool us.
Yeah.
I think offensive line, they realize is a need. That's something they're going to address in the draft.
I hope their first pick is a tackle.
I do too. And as far as the Astros, I think it depends on how the season goes. If the Astros are contending at the trade deadline, I'm sure they will try to get a pitcher. If they're not, I'm sure they won't. They've invested a lot in this team in the offseason for the first time in a long time. If they're not getting the results that they want, my guess is they'll be pretty gun shy to throw more at it.
Yeah, if they're in the playoff race, though, I fully expect them to make a move, and there'll be guys available that we're not talking about now because those teams aren't out of contention yet. But somebody will surprise you and not be very good, and it'll make a good player available. It's just a matter of how much they're willing to give up. So I think they'll do something. if they're in contention, and I fully expect them to be in contention. So he said, I think Cutler would be better in Houston because he'll be playing indoors. Do I think he's better?
Cutler's arm is good in a hurricane. I don't know that it'll matter.
But I think that helps anybody playing indoors. It's easier to play quarterback. It's just because you're going to have conditions sometimes when the wind especially, and we know they never open the roof here. So do I think he'd be better? Yeah. Do I think he and O'Brien would mesh? Probably not. I think he or Kaepernick would be an upgrade over Tom Savage. I just don't think either guy's enough. What are the odds Dak regresses this year? I think there's a real good chance of that.
I do.
So, what are the odds someone complains about not enough Astros talk? I think we've hit Astros enough. And there's just, that's one thing. We're never going to do something on every single game. But, when they're, with Astros, it's kind of like, you have to think of it this way, like, it really takes, you judge 10 games like you would one NFL game. What are the odds Hopkins has more receptions and Astros have wins? I think we've gotten that one before. I'll go Astros on that one.
I will too.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we've got a lot of good stuff coming up, so please do not go anywhere.
I got to tell you guys about Window World of Houston. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but those energy-saving windows are made right here in the U.S. of A., and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World has become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. They offer a higher quality product and a low price that starts at just $189. Energy bills are going up, and every day you're throwing money out the window unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Get those premium quality double hung double pane windows for just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call in Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172. Doors and siding are also available. You can check that out at windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less. Cold story ever told.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. I torture you, take my hand through the flames. I torture you, I'm a slave to your games. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tune in at 7 tonight for the best soccer talk with Glenn Davis at Soccer Matters tonight, following The Blitz. It's not the self-proclaimed best soccer talk. It is the best soccer talk on the planet, in the universe. Glenn Davis is badass when it comes to soccer. Brother Bear asks, what are the odds the NBA will take a similar NHL stance on players in the Olympics? I would say 0% because Adam Silver's not an idiot.
Yeah, they know what's good for their brand, for business.
Yeah, this is just a dumb, short-sighted move by Gary Bettman in the NHL. The players are pissed off about it. The ratings from that are just 10 times what even the Stanley Cup is, and it gets attention to your sport. And the players love doing it, and that's one thing about hockey is these guys grow up playing on national teams, and that's a big part for all of them. It's a big part of why they play hockey. And To take away the Olympics is just stupid, short-sighted, and I don't see the NBA ever doing it. Plus, it doesn't impact the NBA season. But, I just think that's one of the all-time dumb decisions. But it's the same commissioner that let him miss an entire season. So,
yeah.
Why am I shocked? So, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. Sean wants to know, what are the odds that Eli wins a third ring? I think the Giants could be pretty damn good this year.
I do, too.
He's got to be good, Eli. But I think that's one of the teams that I expect to be in contention. Danny, I heard you say big chance Dak will regress. In what way? If you look at his last few games, teams seem to figure him out. And a lot of times, second year, that happens with young quarterbacks. The big advantage he has still has a great offensive line in front of him. He's still got really good weapons to throw to. He's got a really talented running back who, you know, as long as he can stay out of off-field trouble, it makes his life easier. But at some point, you're going to – it's just very natural. Second season, guy either takes a big step forward or a big step back. I can't see him taking a huge step forward. I think he might be better.
Yeah.
But I can't see – I mean, he played at such a high level.
A rookie.
Yeah, the next level is pretty significant, and there's very few guys that
and
can
I'm not
get
saying
that.
That he'll never get back up to that level. I just think – teams have a year worth of film on him, and you could see last year in the second half of the season, teams started to figure him out a little bit as they asked him to do more. Things weren't as easy for Dak, so I think next year maybe. I mean, again, it's a relative struggle. I don't think he's going to go out there looking like Jared Goff did.
Right? No, he's better than that,
and he's got enough around him to cover up any real flaws. But I think that it will be a little bit of a step back.
What are the odds you could tell a difference between Evan Gattis and Brian McCann after eight beers? Do you see that last night when they had them next to each other? If they put you in that group and you grew your beard out a little bit?
Gattis and McCann?
Yeah, you guys would look like triplets. The only way you could tell it was McCann was because his face was so damn red from having run around the bases.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. All right, let's try Ray. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Sports
to you. I have two different questions for you. My what are the odds question is, what are the odds that James Harden's flu-like missing game, whatever, was really just a sneaky way for the team to, like, rest him up and kind of get that wrist healthy for him? And my other question would be is, if the Falcons' defense, which, you know, they are a young defense, I do think they can get better. What are the odds that they can actually get to the Super Bowl again? And I'll hang up and listen.
I think they could get to the Super Bowl again if Matt Ryan's able to carry over what he learned last year. And their defense is going to be better, I believe. I just don't know. It depends on how important to that team Kyle Shanahan was. And we're going to find out pretty quickly.
I think they regress a little bit this year. I don't think they make it back. But I think they'll be good.
It's tough to make it twice in a row.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it is.
You're the Patriots.
Yeah, and then they just make it every year. And you think about the Seahawks, as good as they've been, and, I mean, they made three, or two, I guess, but they haven't been back now since that Patriots loss.
No. Nope.
So it's hard to stay. And now
– They made 3 and 4 years.
Yeah, 3 and 4 years. And now you're talking about losing guys like Richard Sherman and stuff like that. It's just hard to – keep it going.
It's tougher in the NFC, too.
Yeah. And remember how good the Cardinals were 2 years ago, and we thought they were going to be great this year.
Well, it's tougher in the NFC because in the AFC, there's a juggernaut that always goes. I mean, it's not that tough for the Patriots. I mean, it's tough for everybody else in the AFC.
But there's a lot more better – there's better teams in the NFC than the AFC, I think.
But in the AFC, there's one dominant team. You know, and the NFC doesn't have that. It changes yearly, who's good, who's not good.
And the Falcons were remarkably healthy last year for most of the season, especially, and Matt Ryan's never been hurt.
Their offensive line stayed healthy all year.
That those are the kind of things that have to happen. Let's try B.
Hello.
What's up?
Sports, what's going on?
Sports to you.
Yeah, first off, I was thoroughly entertained for yesterday's show, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
And second
thank you
for
off, wallowing in our misery.
Yes, sir. Second off, I want to know, what are the odds, say, the Texans make on a move like Adrian Peterson, just in case you don't get that big-name quarterback and you have to draft, and maybe he could take out some pressure by getting the box stack, you know, and letting DeAndre get open on the outside. You know, what do you think about that?
I wouldn't hate it, but, I mean, honestly, Lamar Miller may be a better running back than Adrian Peterson right now. So
that'd be a pretty good tandem to have, though.
It would be nice, and that's, I guess it's an option, is, you know, draft hard. And this is, I will say, that call is a good point, because for someone like me who doesn't want them to invest high in a bad quarterback, I wouldn't have a problem with him going into this season saying, we're a run-first football team.
And that's how we're going to try to win.
And we're going to win playing defense and running the ball, kind of like the Broncos tried to do last year.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the Texans have a better running back situation than the Broncos did. So I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing. I wouldn't mind that.
Got to beef up that right tackle, though.
Yeah, you do have. But that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do that, if you bring in a guy like Adrian Peterson, use two out of your first three draft picks on offensive line.
Yeah.
And go
and just blow off quarterback. And that's there you go. All right, Casey, you're on the Blitz.
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds question is, what are the odds that Tom Brady, at his age, with a healthy Gronk and the addition of Brandon Cooks, either A, breaks the single-season touchdown mark, or B, has a 5,000-yard season? Thanks.
It kind of seems unlikely at this point that he's doing that kind of stuff, but
it's hard to tell because Belichick changes everything week to week. He may come out and throw the ball 40 times one week and then run it 25 the next. It's I could see him getting 5,000 yards, but I don't expect it. I think it's a long shot. I'd say less than 10%. You know, and I like Cooks as a weapon. I think he's been pretty fortunate in his career to have Drew Brees and now Tom Brady throwing on the ball.
Not a bad couple guys.
What are the odds Tennessee takes two wideouts at picks 5 and 18? Wouldn't shock me.
Me neither. And it's a good draft for that, too.
It is. It's a great draft to get a receiver, especially there's two or three guys that could easily have an impact next year that will go in the first round. Houston asked with the triple-double record seal. With the does this triple-double seal the MVP for Westbrook over Harden, even though Harden's the assist leader and responsible for more points? I think what Westbrook done this year has done this year is so historic that I think that's going to sway the voters.
I think it is too. And you know what I've been hearing a lot, and I actually heard it on the show before us today.
There's a show before us?
Yes. I don't know if I heard it from a caller or from them. It may have been from both, though. People talking about MVPs being robbed. And how James Harden was robbed of the MVP 2 years ago when Steph Curry won.
Huh?
Is that really a thing still?
No.
Steph Curry got 100 first place votes. James Harden got 25. It wasn't even really that close.
I hate to tell you, whichever guy doesn't win this year is not getting robbed. You make a good case for both of them. You make a good case for several other guys. It doesn't mean you got robbed if you don't win. It just means, hey, somebody else had a pretty damn good year. I think if getting robbed, that's just that's a wrong phrase for that. All right, we'll do one more. Mark. What's up, Mark?
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Hey, so I got two questions on what are the odds and just a regular question. But my first what are the odds question is whoever the quarterbacks of the Texans, what are the odds that they have more interceptions than Keiko has wins? And then my second question is, why aren't the Packers going after somebody like Richard Sherman since they need somebody in the secondary? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, the first one first. I'll go Keuchel more wins than whoever leads the team in interceptions because I think there will be multiple guys playing quarterback
If somebody's playing poorly enough to get as many interceptions as Keuchel's going to have wins,
right.
They're going to get yanked. They're not going to Osweiler it this year and just keep throwing them out there.
No. So I feel pretty good about Keuchel on that one. I'll go 75% Keuchel. I don't know what the Packers are necessarily, what they would be looking to trade for Richard Sherman, but I'm guessing that for the Seahawks to do a deal, they're going to have to be wowed. And I think they're open to being wowed. Nobody's wowed them.
All right. We got a lot of good stuff coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got your Daniel Cormier interview. I have a great gem of the day coming. We've got a lot of stuff that we haven't. I want to get to a couple things. Did you see that Deshaun Watson's visiting the Jaguars?
I did not.
Kind of makes you wonder how committed they are to Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not surprised. They shouldn't be that committed to him.
Well, they have to make a decision on him, whether they extend him this year. And that would be very interesting because it's not something you would think they would do that high in the draft. But, man, if they do, where does that leave Bortles? Because at some point, that's your quarterback, right?
Yeah. And maybe they do. That'd be great if they draft Deshaun Watson and cut Blake Bortles, and the Texans can sign Blake Bortles.
Oh, God, stop. Stop.
Whatever you think of him, he's an upgrade.
He's an upgrade, but I don't want that guy under any circumstances. All right,
you wouldn't trade a second-round pick for Blake Bortles right now?
No.
Oh, I would in a heartbeat.
You can have him.
I mean, I don't think he I don't think he gets into a
he's
Super
gotten,
Bowl.
He's gotten worse every year. And
I don't disagree.
His mechanics are a mess, and he is in crunch time, he's a disaster. No thanks.
The other thing is the fact that the Jaguars are looking at Deshaun Watson makes me like Deshaun Watson even less. I mean, if he gets drafted by the Jags, might as well end his career.
I think
if you're an offensive player and you get drafted by the Jags the first round, good luck.
I don't know. This is a new regime there, and I tend to think I like what they're doing. I think the Jags are going to be better this year, and I just don't know how good. I don't think they're going to be as good as everybody's wanting to make them, but I thought that last year. I didn't think they would be as bad as they were last year. They got that Jalen Ramsey pick right. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
That guy is a player. All right. What are you telling people about here?
About Allied Outdoor Solutions. Guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros to get ready. 713-465-0400. They'll renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up, whether you just want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and have an outdoor kitchen and patio cover. They can do it all, residential and commercial projects, and they even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.